Hi guys, welcome to my first podcast. I'm a little bit nervous for some reason, but I have just felt really strongly about sharing some things that have helped me in the past 2 years. So, some of the things that I've realized have been very hard for me to realize. And I realize that a lot of my followers don't actually know me. So with this first podcast, I wanted to talk about kind of my story and then get into something that I really opened my eyes to that I personally have struggled with. So with that, I'll just get started. So this podcast is about playing the victim. I think we all can agree that we have things in our life that we can complain about. Really easy, actually, if we get started. It's kind of the snowball effect. So I'll start with my story. I got married pretty young. I didn't date for very long. I think we dated for 8 months and that was about it. So really young, didn't really get to know him that well, got married. 2 months later, found out I was pregnant. And before I got married, we had some serious discussions because I wasn't sure if I even wanted kids. I'm going to go with I didn't want kids. So with that being said, I didn't really believe in birth control. I thought it was bad for your body. And to be honest, I didn't think that I could have kids with other experiences in my life. So those are a little bit too personal to share. So 2 months after I got married, we found out that I was pregnant, and that was a huge shock. I had to stop drinking alcohol. I was a smoker, not proud of it. I had to quit overnight. It was really hard for me to see my body change, and there was nothing I could do about it. I loved eating healthy and working out, and I hated the sizing of my clothes going up and just seeing my body change. It's really self-absorbed of me and selfish, but it was something that I really struggled with. During that time as well, I lost one of my best friends to suicide. And that was a day that I really could have used a drink and a smoke. It was very hard for me. And, shortly after that, a couple months after that, Chase lost his sister. I lost my sister-in-law, who we both were close to. Obviously, Chase was a little bit closer. So that was really hard for me as well. I think I was really close to being due. She wanted to meet Nixon. I got really depressed and, you know, I was blaming Chase for making me pregnant. You know, it wasn't my fault. It was Chase's. He had softball games in the summer that I didn't want to go to because I didn't want anyone to see me that big. I felt awful in my body. I was super depressed. I had never struggled with anxiety, and I started getting anxiety attacks. So there was a lot of blaming during my pregnancy, a lot of projection of how I felt on other people that really had nothing to do with other people. Fast forward, 2 years after we have been married, I decided that I wanted a divorce. And for anyone who has ever gone through a divorce, I think you can agree that death and divorce are very similar and very hard. Divorce is a lot of hurt, and you know, I throughout the process kept thinking, I'm a good person, I don't deserve this. why is this happening to me? And now I'm a single mom. And I shouldn't say single because Chase is very involved, but I have Nixon to myself when I have him. I don't have anyone to help. It's really hard to shower alone or just get alone time, period. Poor me, right? Poor me, poor me, poor me. Financially, it's a struggle. Poor me. You know, it's a victim, being a victim and playing the victim. I think it's okay to vent. I think everybody needs to vent. But if you are constantly thinking that the world is against you, you need to step back and take responsibility, which I think a lot of people forget to do. So going back to my marriage after 8 months, that was my responsibility. Anything that you feel you're victimized for, you are allowing that to happen. I allowed myself to get married. Through my choices, I allowed myself to get pregnant. By the way, he's the greatest thing, greatest blessing, and God or the highest power, whoever, really knows what you need. Divorce. It wasn't Chase's fault. I definitely had things that he taught me, and there were things that we disagreed on and that really made me upset that I was allowing to happen through staying. And you know, I think we all need to take responsibility for certain things that are going on in our life. And if you don't like something about your life, you don't have to allow that certain thing or energy into your life. There are certain friendships or relationships that are no longer serving you, and you're no longer vibrating on the same frequency. Instead of being like, oh, this person frustrates me and they make me feel like shit, you know, you are allowing that to happen. You are allowing that energy to influence you. So through all of the past 2 years, I've really learned to have boundaries for myself. And I can love someone and forgive them, but that doesn't mean that I have to allow that energy back into my life. In fact, I think forgiveness is really important for self-healing, but that's kind of a different topic. So with that said, if you're unhappy about something in your life, whether it's your career, where you live, you know, anything like that, you need to be taking responsibility. So on my Instagram, I asked a couple questions yesterday, and one of the things that I asked was, what are your triggers? What's something that triggers you, that makes you upset the most, a pet peeve, if you will? And some people said being ignored. And one of my good friends that's so wise, I asked her, I said, why is that a trigger for you, do you think? And she answered, and she said, you know, I grew up and in a big family, I didn't get a lot of attention, and it stemmed from my childhood. And I think a lot of things that trigger us stem from our childhood. And instead of blaming your childhood, take a step back, realize what is triggering you and why, and if you want to put up with it or not. And that's where, you know, boundaries and self-love comes in. And if somebody's ignoring you and it drives you nuts, then love them and forgive them and move on. If your job, if you're not happy at your job, you know, definitely have something else that you're more passionate about. But if you're going to complain about your job or your career for that same thing, you know, it is seriously your fault, and you need to take responsibility. If you are unhappy in a marriage, you are allowing that to happen. I'm not saying that you shouldn't try in marriages, but if there are certain things that are deal breakers for you or just you don't have the same values, take a step back and stop blaming the other person and take responsibility for what you're allowing. So to sum things up for my first podcast, here's some quotes that I kind of liked, that are notes, I should say, not quotes. So people who are neither responsible nor accountable and forever entitled to sympathy, or that's what they think. So let me reword that. If you think that you're not responsible and you're not accountable and you're forever entitled to sympathy because of something that has happened in your life, you are playing the victim card. You know, this one's my favorite one because I'm an Aries. I'm very blunt and down to the point. Cancel your pity party, pull yourself together, and take responsibility for your reality. You create your reality. I kind of want to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart. I have had a sister that lost her first child. You know, Chase lost his sister. His family lost his sister. If you have lost someone that you love in this physical world, you know, and you think that your life can't go on, my heart is with you, because I think we've all lost people that we really love. When I lost my friend to suicide, you know, it was the hardest, one of the hardest things. And as much as that sucks, some things you cannot control. They're out of your control, and it sucks. It is shit. But you can either learn and allow yourself and your energy to be love and to vibrate higher, or you can live miserable and have a pity party for yourself the rest of your life. And I know that that sounds hard, and I'm really bad with words sometimes, but I personally believe that we choose to come to this earth, and we choose when we leave this earth. Now, I know that disease and things like that, people can argue, oh, they would have never wanted to leave. I think there's some things with near-death experiences that I've read about that I believe sometimes we don't always see the bigger picture. And I think sometimes when people choose to leave, it's because they can see the bigger picture and they can see the effect that it has on people and how it's going to change people, and they won't suffer anymore. You know, the list goes on. And it's a hard, hard thing. I'm not saying that it's not. And definitely have friends, vent, cry, feel your feelings. But don't blame anyone, and don't be mean to anyone. I think it all comes back to love. Love is the greatest thing. And if you have love in your heart, you can love people, you can set self-boundaries, and get out of the victim card, the victim life. Life is so much more than that. And if you allow yourself to take responsibility for the things that are happening in your life, rather than playing the victim, I promise you, you'll have a whole new outlook. Thanks for joining me on my first podcast. If you have any questions or anything, feel free to DM me on Instagram. I'd love to hear your feedback as well. Thanks.